Now you got some toe-tapping music, Kyle. You're listening to Terry Wickstrom Outdoors on 104.3 The Fan. We are brought to you in part by Jack's Outdoor Gear. You know, they have a saying, if you need it for the outdoors, Jack's has it. Stop by one of their stores. Let's go right to the phones. And joining us from Bar Lake, one of our favorite contributors from Colorado Parks and Wildlife, Michelle Siebert. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning, Terry. How are you today?
You know, I am doing fantastic, and we've had some great weather. You have an event coming up about the bald eagles, and I want to talk about that. But before we get to that, let's update people, because Bar Lake's gone through some, shall we say, ups and downs over the last year. What are the current conditions at the lake? First of all, any ice? Is there any ice fishing going on?
Yep, there is no ice fishing going on. We're filling this time of year. We started filling November 1st. We were quite low from our drought this last summer. So there is open water, and there's just not any really good fishable ice for fishing.
Now, what about the open water opportunities? Is the open water close enough to shore where I know you have, you usually get trout there, you have perch, you have panfish, you have a variety of species. Any open water, and is anybody taking advantage of that?
You know, there is some open water down by the boat ramp. We haven't had a lot of fishermen out, but, you know, today is supposed to be nice weather, so you never know.
Yeah, and well, it's so easy to get to. Tell people where it's located.
Yeah, so Bar Lake is just 25 minutes east of Denver, so we're a quick day trip. You can come out and try fishing. You can try our archery range. We have a wonderful nature center with lots of exhibits. We have a trail that goes all the way around the lake. It's 8.8 miles, so we're just a quick day trip for everybody.
And there's just so many activities in addition to fishing and boating that you can do there in the summer. You mentioned your archery range. You actually have two. One of them you're redoing. Tell people about those.
Yeah, so we have our standing range that's 10 to 100 yards, and it is open now. Our 3D range is closed for a little bit until right around March 1st because we have gotten brand-new 3D targets, and then we're also making an archery platform where you can shoot from a platform. So all of that is in construction right now, and in the spring, the 3D archery range will be amazing to open.
Oh, and you know what? Nate Zielinski, who is a good friend of yours, and myself, we harp all the time on the 3D ranges because a couple things, even on the standing range, people come and they shoot at 20 yards and they shoot at 50 yards, but they don't practice maybe 36 yards and they don't practice 27 yards. And so they really don't get a feel for some of the shots. But then when you get to the 3D range, you're kind of, you know, you're not just in a great position always. You might be having to crouch or turn a little different because the animal is not always going to approach you or you approach it from the right angle. And then you get to see how your arrow would have penetrated that animal. You may have hit the spot, but what if the angle of penetration is wrong? 3D ranges are so fantastic, and so many parks are putting in archery now, and having one at Bar Lake so close is just phenomenal. So before we get to your event, what else can I do if I come to Bar Lake? Great picnic place, I'll bet.
Yeah, we do have picnic areas. We have lots of trails, boardwalks. We're known for our birding. We've had over 371 different bird species sighted at Bar Lake. We kind of say that we're the bed and breakfast for birds.
Yeah, and then you have some waterfowl hunting opportunities too, right?
We do. So we do have waterfowl hunting. We have 14 blinds that you can call or go to our website to reserve. We only hunt 2 days a week. We did add a couple Sundays. So you can we normally hunt Wednesday and Saturdays, but we added a couple Sundays. So we have that opportunity. And, you know, in the fall, we do have dove hunting stations as well, just for the month of September.
Dove, did you say?
Dove, yes.
Yeah. Do people actually hit those, or they just use ammunition?
Well, they do hit some.
I don't.
No, I don't either.
Yeah. Hey, let's talk about, though, the real reason. Coming up February 6th, and, of course, you could come out any time for this, but the number of bald eagles you get at Bar Lake is just mind-blowing. I know you've had over 100 at times. What are the eagles looking like this year, and what's going on February 6th?
So this year we've had a few less. You know, last year we had our record number that we counted 116 in one day. We're seeing them anywhere from 30 to 40 a day. And, you know, this is just a great time of year to see our wintering eagles. They don't really, our nesting pair won't start to nest till mid-February, but it's a great time to come out and take a hike. They like to sit on the edge of the ice and fish. So when you come out, the best place to park is the Nature Center. Go over the bridge and to the south in our wildlife refuge, and then look out onto the ice. It's just a great time. And, you know, we started 9 years ago, we started a bald eagle festival to celebrate our wintering eagles. And so this year it's always the first Saturday in February. So February 6th is our bald eagle festival. We'll have a live bald eagle presentation by nature's educators. It's going to be outside, so it's going to be safe in COVID restrictions. So it'll be outside every half hour from 10 to 1. And we have some guided hikes. We'll have crafts to go for kids and just be out on the trails and looking for those majestic birds.
And that'll be a great opportunity. That's February 6th, but come out any day to see the eagles, right?
Yeah, come out any day. You know, today the weather's supposed to be beautiful. It's quite a few people already here today, but just stop by the Nature Center and any of the staff can give you some helpful hints to find those bald eagles.
Yeah, it was such a great resource so close to the Front Range here, and there's so many opportunities there. It's just fantastic. You know, take a walk and look at the wildlife, which is a huge amount of birds there, and it's just you're so close to town. You get a day like today. People need to, you know, people are getting outside because of COVID, and Bar Lake offers them that opportunity to get away from other people. There might be people there, but you can easily social distance. You're outdoors, and you can just enjoy this beautiful winter weather we get in Colorado at times. Michelle, thank you so much for joining us. That's just, you just run such a great place.
Well, thank you, Terry. You have a wonderful day.
You bet. That's Michelle Siebert from Bar Lake State Park. You know, in the summer, you'll hear us talk about fishing, and a lot of winters, there can be pretty good ice fishing there. Now, they were concerned it was drawn down low last year because of the drought, and they thought they might get a fish kill, but they didn't. And they opened it up to, you know, angling to no limits for a while, thinking they'd salvage those fish, but not that many fish came out of there. And I think as it returns this spring, because it didn't get the pressure this winter, or if we get a good cold spell and you get some fishable ice out there, there's still going to be some really good opportunities out at Bar Lake. And of course, they'll begin stocking it with trout, and they'll be rebuilding any fishery they think is lacking. And it's so close to the metro area, 10 horsepower and under outboard. So if you have a big boat, you either have to run your electric or your kicker, but it's just a great place in canoes and kayaks. It's wakeless. It's just one of my favorite spots. It's a great place to go. We're going to take a time out, and when we come back, J.R. Pierce from Colorado Clays is going to join us. Now, he usually comes on and talks shotgunning, but J.R. and I went out on the ice this last week and had a really great experience, and he wants to share, as a fairly new person to ice fishing, he wants to share some of his thoughts on getting started ice fishing and how that trip went. All that and more coming up on Terry Wickstrom Outdoors, presented by Jack's Outdoor Gear, on 104.3 The Fan.